that hammer, please, Lori.
Sure. Haven't you guys finished hanging up those Christmas lights yet?
We're almost done. Only one strand left to go.
Oh, be careful on top of that ladder, Mindy. It's not very sturdy.
We are, Colby.
This reminds me of putting up our Christmas lights with my dad. That's one of my favorite things to do each year.
Yeah, me too. In our family, after we finish putting up our Christmas lights, we always get to bake cookies.
I love baking Christmas cookies.
Yeah, me too.
I just like to eat them.
You know what I like best about Christmas, Colby?
What's that, Megan?
Christmas time, Colby?
Well, I usually, clean my disk drive, Mindy.
Clean your disk drive?
That sounds a lot like cleaning my room.
Yeah, I know. This is like any fun.
Colby, don't you have a family to spend Christmas with?
And don't you get any presents?
Oh, I don't need anything, Andrew. You see, I've always spent Christmas by myself. At least, I think I have. See, I have no memory in my disk drive of anything before Professor Davidson reprogrammed me.
You mean you always clean your disk drive? That's how you spend Christmas every year?
Well, let me see. Oh, in 1989, I did spend Christmas recovering from a computer virus.
I hate being sick on Christmas.
Yeah. It must be hard not knowing where you came from.
Well, it's not as though I don't have a family. In fact, I have one of the biggest families in the world, God's family.
Colby, this year, I want you to come spend Christmas with my family.
Yeah!
My whole day having Christmas.
much for asking me to have Christmas with you.
I can't wait to see what I get this year.
Yeah, me too.
Andrew, what's wrong?
My family's not gonna have any presents this year.
Why not?
Well, my dad lost his job a few weeks ago, so my parents told my sister and me there aren't gonna be any presents this year.
Well, the Lord can do all things, Andrew. So let's pray and ask him to help your family now. Why don't you lead us, Lori?
Lord, thank you for Andrew. And we pray that you would provide a new job for Andrew's dad. In Jesus' name,
amen.
You know, everyone, Christmas isn't really about receiving gifts. The real joy of Christmas is celebrating the birth of Jesus. Remember after baby Jesus was born, how the wise men came to give him gifts?
I remember. They gave him gold, myrrh, and Frankenstein.
Frankincense, Lori.
Well, that's what I meant.
Well, Jesus was just a baby, and babies don't give gifts, do they?
No.
But later, when he grew up, Jesus gave the greatest gift of all. He died for every person in this world, so that you could all come to know the Father and live forever. There is no greater gift that anyone can give. To give his life so someone else can live. But when the one who made us came from heaven above, he gave his unending love. All that he had,
Christmas after all?
That's a wonderful idea, Mindy. What did you have in mind?
Well, we can make puppets for Andrew's little sister.
She loves doing puppet shows. What do we make for Andrew's parents?
I know. Let's make pictures with Bible verses on them to hang on their walls.
My parents would really like that.
But what about you, Andrew?
Oh, I don't really need anything. It's great just making things for my family. It's going to be so much fun to see their faces.
I think you're learning something very important here, Andrew. In the Bible, Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
It's a lot more fun than always asking for stuff, and it makes me feel really good inside.
Shiny buttons for the eyes.
Look at this one. It's a dinosaur.
That's great. You're all doing a wonderful job.
What was that? Oh, great. All the Christmas lights just went out.
Oh, my. It looks like someone accidentally hit one of our Christmas lights.
That was no accident, Colby.
Look, there's someone hiding behind a tree. His red shirt is showing.
Let's get him.
Oh, my.
Did you get him?
Yeah, but it's not a him. It's a girl.
Let go, you guys. I know her. Her name is Lisa. She's the new girl at school.
Why, hello there, Lisa.
What in the world?
I'm Colby the computer, and I'm pleased to meet you.
Lisa, how come you were throwing snowballs at our Christmas lights?
Yeah, you broke two of our bulbs.
Pretty good aim, huh?
That's not very nice.
I was just practicing my pitching arm.
Baseball season is still 3 months away, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
Okay, I know when I'm not wanted.
Actually, we would like for you to stay, Lisa.
We would?
Of course. We could use another pair of hands. After all, just like in a family, it's important to learn to work together.
Family? I don't need a family. I've never even had one, and I get along just fine on my own.
You mean you don't have a family?
I don't need one. Ever since I was little, I've lived in foster homes. I know how to take care of myself.
Well, where are you living now?
With a lady just down the street. She's okay, but I'll probably go to another foster home in just a few months.
It must be hard to keep living with different people.
Yeah, you'd have to keep making new friends.
Who needs friends?
Lisa, everyone needs friends, and everyone needs a family. You can have both of those things if you want.
Yeah, how?
By being a part of God's family, Lisa. You see, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you become His child, and all the rest of God's children become your brothers and sisters.
Ding dong, ding dong.
So what are you guys doing anyway?
You see, Andrew's dad lost his job and their family isn't going to have any presents. So we're making presents for his sister and his parents.
I'm making this puppet for Andrew's sister. Isn't it cute?
Yeah, sure. What are you boys doing?
Oh, we're just trying to paint a picture for their wall.
We're supposed to put Bible verses underneath it.
Yeah, if we can ever get this picture to come out right. What are you trying to paint?
We were trying to make a bald eagle, so we can use the Bible verse that says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings like eagles."
The only problem is, the shirt doesn't look like an eagle. Let me try it.
Be my guest.
Oh my, Lisa, you really have a talent for drawing.
Oh, it's nothing.
It is too something. I wish I could draw like that.
Yeah, me too. But you see, everyone has their own special talents and abilities. It's not really what you can do well, but how you use that talent that's really important. If you use your talent for the Lord, that's what your gift is for.
Colby, whatever my gift is, I want to use it for the Lord.
Good. Now is everyone finished?
Yeah, I am.
Well, then let's go give our gifts to Andrew's family. Tonight is Christmas Eve, and we want to make sure that they get their gifts before they go to church.
Will you come with us, Lisa?
Do you really want me to?
Yeah.
Colby, can we carol for Andrew's family?
Well, that's a great idea, Megan.
Joyful and triumphant, oh come.
everybody.
Hi,
hi there, Colby.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The kids have made some gifts to share with your family.
How wonderful. Thank you so much. Hey, you're just in time to share our family tradition with us.
What family tradition?
Every Christmas Eve, we get out our little manger, and we all take turns reading the Christmas story out of the Bible.
Sit down, everyone, and we'll all take turns. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the lineage of David, with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Shepherds abiding the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. They were very afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Understood what Christmas was really about until now. I always thought it was just about getting presents and having parties and stuff.
Oh, the real Christmas story is so much more wonderful, Lisa. You see, the real Christmas story is about God's love. It's about how he sent his only son to be born and then to die in your place. That's how much he loves you.
No, not me.
Yes, you, Lisa. And me, and Mindy, and Aaron, and Lori, and Megan, and my mom, and dad, and sister, too. We're all part of God's family.
Yeah. Well, that's great for you guys, but I'm not like that. I don't even know where I came from.
I understand that, Lisa. I don't have any memories from my past either, but that doesn't really matter now that I'm a part of God's family.
Yeah, but you guys are all good kids, you know. You have nice Christian families, good manners, and you get good grades in school. I'm not like that. I never had a family, and I get bad grades. I've always been a bad kid. God doesn't want me in his family.
That's not true, Lisa. We're not good all the time.
Lisa, no one is good all the time.
He's right, Lisa. You see, everybody here makes mistakes. But if we were all perfect, then none of us would need the Lord.
We all need the Lord, Lisa. And we'd sure like to have you in God's family.
Well, how do I do that?
You just ask Jesus to come into your heart, Lisa. He'll forgive you for everything you've ever done and change you from the inside out.
Dear God, thank you for loving me, even though I don't really deserve that. I really would like to be a part of your family. Can you please forgive me for all the things I've done wrong in my life? Please come into my heart and change me inside.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Lisa, now you'll never be alone again. Welcome to God's family.
We're so glad you made the choice to ask him in your heart. We're so glad to welcome you into the family of God. We're so glad you reached out to him and opened up the door. We're so glad that you've become his child forevermore.
Up in the heavens, the angels rejoice to see that you
Christmas we've ever had.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's gonna be a-